Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen takes first base on ball four. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Schalk moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Outlaw moves to second. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clark reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clark moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock misplays the ball. That's an error on Schock. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards first. York throws to second for one, and Hoover throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hodgen moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hostetler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tucker. Hostetler reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Hostetler moves to third. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hostetler scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Swift and he is out, Hoover applying the tag. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Outlaw throws the ball into Mayo who tags Tucker, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hodgin hits a fly ball into right field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hostetler hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 2 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hoover bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. Trout moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayo. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Shock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Roy Shock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shock hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moses moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tucker bunts towards the mound. Trout fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses moves to third. Shock moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Shock scores. Tucker moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tucker scores. Hodgin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-2, White Sox. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hodgin moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Metro pinch runs for Rudy York. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metro moves to second. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw strikes out. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hostetler hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.